Hello and welcome to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm your host, Dave Carney, and I teach kindergarten through fifth grade PE in Fort Myers, Florida. And this is my new microphone. I just want to talk about my new microphone. I may be doing that for a few episodes. It just sounds so much better. It does. It sounds so much better. And it's pretty cool looking, too, if you haven't seen it. I just took a picture with it on Instagram, on Twitter. So, anyways, welcome, welcome. And I want to do a new Five Boomer Friday, and it is about making smoothies. Now, I know I was thinking about some ideas and some new things to start off the new 2019, you know, with some healthy stuff, and I was thinking about how much I love smoothies, and I love to make them. My kids enjoy them. My wife enjoys it, and it's just, they're really good, obviously really healthy, and just a great, you know, meal replacement or snack. And if you're not sure how to make them, let's get going. All right, so it's funny. I asked my wife the other day, I said, can you make smoothies like I can make smoothies? And she said, no. And I thought everybody knew how to make smoothies. I did. And maybe you do, and maybe you don't. So these are my five things you need to make a great smoothie, and then we'll put it all together at the end and talk about, you know, the different variations. Now, I will have a free PDF in the show links, the description, for you to download, absolutely free, just how to make great smoothies. So if you aren't taking notes or you're driving or whatever, I will have those for you. Don't worry, no big deal. Here's the first boomer. All right, the first thing you need is a blender. I know it sounds kind of obvious, but it doesn't really matter. Now, I used to use just a regular old blender, and I moved to a bullet type blender where you could do individual ones or a bigger one. I really enjoy that. So make sure you have a blender. That is number one. All right, number two is you need some ice. And I put that in at the end. I don't know why I'm saying that number two, but you need that at the end of your, like when you're ready to put everything in together, you need some ice. Now, it's not 100% necessary, but it makes it obviously colder and it just makes it taste better. So ice, number two. All right, number three, you need to pick your liquid of choice. So you could use water, milk, orange juice. I've used pineapple orange juice before, or pineapple juice also. Now, what I don't use water a lot. I know some people just use water and ice and throw fruit in there, and you can do that. I don't usually do that. I usually put in orange juice, or if I'm making a chocolate type one, I use milk. It just depends. I use orange juice most of the time because it tastes really good with the next couple things I'm going to talk about. So pick your, I guess, liquid of choice is number three. All right, number four, very important. You need some fresh fruit. Now, the more you have, it's good, but it makes it a little thinner. We're talking about how to make it thicker, your smoothie a little bit. So you need some fresh fruit. Now, you can have, it could be strawberries, bananas, it could be like just blueberries, pineapple. You need something fresh. So fresh fruit is number four, and we're going to combine it with number five. All right, number five is frozen fruit. Now, you need something frozen. If you just have fresh fruit, it'll be very thin tasting, and it won't be very cold unless you add a lot of ice. So you need some frozen fruit, and the more frozen fruit, the thicker it is, the thicker your smoothie will be. So, and then the more fresh fruit, the thinner it will be. So you want a good mix of fresh and frozen. So what I like to do is, as my bananas are getting kind of on the yucky side, not too yucky, I will cut them up, put them in a freezer bag, and throw them in the freezer. And then when I buy fresh strawberries, I'll put the strawberries together with the frozen bananas, and there you go, and put in orange juice. Now, my kids like the milk-based one better. They like milk plus The fresh fruit, in this case, is actually nothing. You could add strawberries, I guess, but we usually don't. And then I put frozen bananas with peanut butter and some other stuff, which we're going to talk about. So fresh plus frozen is always the way to go. And that is number five. All right, so those are five things you need to make a great smoothie. Now, I usually don't do this, but I'm going to add a cowbell here to tell you about the extra stuff. Just because there's extra things you can add to your smoothie, make it more healthy. So here we go. All right, so it's actually funny how I became semi-good at making smoothies. I used to work at a gym in North Carolina, and we had a smoothie bar, and so they hand out samples a lot, and I just buy a lot, pretty much one every time I worked there, just for a little snack. And I would ask the guys and girls who worked there how they made them, and I'd watch them, and this is how I became pretty good at making smoothies, because I would take those ideas and those recipes home with me and just kind of work with it and add different things and take the different things away. I mean, you could actually measure these things out, like, you know, some, if you look online, it'll probably show, you know, add 1 cup of strawberries and add 1/2 cup of frozen banana or whatever. But I just play around with it. And that's the way to get good at making smoothies. So I'll give you a couple of things you can add to your smoothies. So first off is protein. Now, I add whey protein to mine. I don't add too much because then, especially because I usually buy the vanilla tasting kind. Now, it tastes good in the milk-based ones, but in the orange juice-based ones, it doesn't taste great. So, and it's, you know, pick your type of protein you like. You could even get chocolate. I've had chocolate protein before, and then I would throw it in the milk-based one. And I have, again, a couple samples for you on the free PDF and how to make these and the different recipes. So protein's one you could add. Peanut butter. Now, I know some people are allergic to peanuts, so this may not be an option for everybody. However, peanut butter, if you can eat it, it's really good in the milk-based one. I put, and I'll put this one online, frozen bananas, peanut butter, protein, and I'll put a little chocolate syrup in there. So it's like a chocolate peanut butter banana based one, and it tastes really good. Okay, the next one is wheat germ. So wheat germ is something I add to like oatmeal and a lot of smoothies. Actually, it gives it some texture, makes it a little tiny bit thicker, and it's also very good for you. So it's got the folic acid and all that good stuff. I don't really know what folic acid means, but it's pretty good for you. So I'll add some wheat germ. I'll add some flax seeds, ground up usually, or very tiny, not the huge pieces. So flax seeds in there. I don't throw everything at the same time, but I'll pick and choose. Vanilla extract, I usually don't have on hand, but sometimes I do, which is kind of expensive. But it's very good if you just throw a little squirt in there for you. And then yogurt. You could throw a little bit of yogurt in there, like plain yogurt, depending on the flavor of what you're making, but it could thicken it up, depending how thick you want your smoothies. So those are some extras, and that is your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everybody. So I know I gave the tip of the day, but I want to say, don't be afraid to experiment. Try different fruits. You can measure or don't measure for consistency. If you like it thicker or thinner, or you like more peanut butter or less peanut butter, or more banana tasting or less banana tasting, whatever it is, don't be afraid to experiment. Give this a try. It's really good for you. Obviously, it's good for anybody in your family. Give it a try. Make some smoothies. Start off 2019 on the right foot with some good snacks, good stuff. And that is it for the day. So again, I will give you the free PDF in the show description. And have a great day. Here's a beat for you. You guys are awesome.